remember writing one of my first poems back in 2011. It was called Culture, and it was pretty much something. It was about reaching the end of culture. Like, I'd read all the most of the classic novels. I'd seen all the best films. I'd sort of consumed all the shit that was supposedly the best stuff. 90% of it was crap. 10% of it was really fucking great. And I felt like I'd reached the edge of it, and there was no more path that was cut out for me. And I felt like, oh, this is the edge of it. This is the edge of this flat earth of culture. And so I thought, oh, this is where the path finishes, and I've got to start making my own shit. Where do I go from here? And that was one of the first poems I ever wrote. And a lot of my favourite writers, in some ways, were kind of trainer wheels, or almost when I was kind of lost a little bit, I'd borrow their courage. I love that. That's what I love about my favourite writers, are kind of like borrowed courage. Over those 10 years, 12, 13, 14 years, 2011 to now, slowly those trainer wheels or whatever have fallen away, and there's that old Walt Whitman cliche, the path less traveled bullshit. You kind of get forced into it at some point. There's no choice. It's like, oh, I'm flicking through Netflix or some bullshit streamer, and every single thing I've seen and all the stuff, I'll read the synopsis. I go, oh yeah, that's a bit of that and this. Oh, I can't be bothered watching that. It's all pieced together from old classic shit. I remember years ago, watching a bunch of movies from the 1940s and going, holy shit, this is like the better version of this thing that was supposedly a great movie in the 90s or even the 2000s. And it had all been done, that what they call the classic era of Hollywood or something in the 1940s, 50s or whatever. But yeah, it had already been done, and we'd started rehashing it all ever since. And it's really rare when something original and shines a light on things. Anyway, I'm digressing. And so anyway, yeah, the last few years I thought, holy shit, finally all that borrowed courage and trainer wheel stuff has sort of fallen away, and I'm a grown up now. I've got to say my own shit. So yeah, it was kind of a prescient poem, the first ever poem I wrote. It got into Best Australian Poems too, which was like, that's what kind of started me, gave me the confidence as well. Go, ah, fuck, okay, I'm onto something, I can do this. This is something I can do. I didn't know that I'd be writing poetry. I thought I'd be a cartoonist or some shit, or writing jokes. But yeah, as I've said before, comedy is good for when you're young and you're trying to work the world out. Yeah, now I'm just writing any old shit. And a lot of it's crap, as per usual. But sometimes I'll just, find something that I go, oh, that's it. That's an interesting thought. Why didn't I think of that? And often, weirdly, often the thoughts, my better thoughts are ones that I'll write, post, and someone will say, oh, science has proven that. I love that shit. I love the stuff, like when I wrote something about how swearing alleviates the pain, swearing alleviates the pain of existence, and I wrote something about that. That was just from my own experience, and someone said, oh yeah, science has proven that shit. I love that stuff. I love just going through the world, discovering the true things for yourself that you haven't heard anywhere else. And I feel like it's my duty to say stuff that I'm not hearing anywhere else. My favourite writers in my 30s alleviated me of the bullshit of life that was giving me mild brain damage when you heard the same kind of propaganda shit that you'd hear from co-workers or people. I feel like it's a duty to say the stuff that I'm not hearing that anywhere. And there's still stuff that I know that I think that I cannot currently post as a public post, because I would get absolutely slammed for it. And maybe it's a thing that I'll post at some point when I feel like, if I got cancelled for saying something that was just true. Like, sometimes I feel like I'm a 7-year-old observing the world without the veil of politics and the right and the wrong thing to say. I'm viewing it as a 7-year-old without the adult layer of bullshit and just the pure truth of something through a 7-year-old's eyes. But I know I can't say, I know I'm a fucking 49-year-old man and I'm not a 7-year-old, But that's how I see the world. I see the world often through 7-year-old eyes. Go, that's just blatantly obvious. Like the Emperor's New Clothes. It was a child who actually called out the Emperor for not wearing clothes. And that's how I feel. I feel like, yeah, that the child from that story. I feel like I love saying stuff that I'm not allowed to say, just because it's glaringly, obviously true. Because I feel like, yeah, life's a complete waste of time. We're existing, not living, if we're just living in this constant swamp of lies. I feel like when I'm able to clear it up, even if it's just for myself, like the stuff that I can't publish, even if it's just myself, I feel relief. Yeah, there's so much stuff that I haven't published because of that, but it relieves me so I can go write the other stuff that sometimes I think the world's ready to hear. Or it sounds arrogant, but it's just, yeah, I've got to write blatantly true things for myself, and I feel semi-sane. But yeah, I think I will publish those other things one day. There will be, of course, people who are brave enough to do it first, and they will get the recognition for that. But I don't feel like I'm in a financial place to risk losing a lot of, like, my ability just to exist and live. But that's the thing. Taking that risk, often it's you walk through a temporary darkness, and then you walk into a light. Isn't there some sort of cliche expression where armies will gather for you or something if you take that risk? There's something like that. So yeah, that's something that I've got to consider. Otherwise, I feel like I'm just lying to myself by keeping some things to myself. Anyway, in other news, I'm working on a new book. I think I mentioned it before. It's kind of a follow-up to You're Gonna Be Okay Because You're Fucked No Matter What. So far, I'm stuck in cynicism, and I need to find more magic and wonder. And these last few years, you can feel the emotional weather of the world. It's very different to the emotional weather of the world in the 2000s, let alone the 90s. It's deeply cynical, the whole world. So it's a place that I want to find that magic and wonder, and I often find it more when I'm in the country rather than in the inner city or around built-up areas. It's a weird weather. It passes from people and crowds of people, and you can feel it in the same way that you can feel the energy of a Friday or the energy of a Sunday evening. Like, one's the edge of a cliff, the other one's walking into an oasis. It's all strange. It's all strange stuff. But I'm writing this new book, and so far I've probably written a third of it. And while a lot of it's really good and is equal quality, and sometimes I think even better than the stuff that I've written from You're Gonna Be Okay Because You're Fucked No Matter What, it's still sort of veering towards some sort of nihilism. That sometimes turns into absurdism, which I'm thankful for. As long as nihilism sort of bridges into absurdism, I feel like it's something that's usable. But yeah, just the pure childlike 7-year-old eyes, that's just magic. That's what I'm starving for a little bit at the moment. And I'll write in my little document, write something magic, Darby. Like, I'm talking to myself in third person through my Word document. I'll willfully write them something like that. Just go, write it. I demand it of you. And that's the thing with creativity. You can't tell it what to do. It's gonna do what it wants. But I've got to plant the seeds. I feel like just writing those stupid, like, complete obvious phrases into my Word document. That, yeah, I'm planting seeds. And even if they don't arrive straight away, that's all right. Anyway, if you'd like to leave a review for this podcast, wherever you're listening to it, I'd love that.